It's time for the birthday scam. I'm going to call a woman whose son threw a baseball through a window, and the insurance company was covering it. But we're going to call and pretend we're from the insurance company, saying that there was like an expensive piece that was broken inside that's not covered. And then, of course, question her parenting skills, as always.
Hello?
Hi, Terry.
Yes.
Did I wake you?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Okay. It's kind of late in the morning. I didn't realize you'd be sleeping.
No, usually I'm at work.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Well, this is John Stewart. I'm with insurance.
Uh-huh.
And we're processing your claim.
Okay.
Evidently for a broken window.
Yes.
What happened there?
Well, the window was broke by my son throwing a tennis ball accidentally.
And it was on your neighbor's house, right?
That's correct.
Okay, and he threw a tennis ball and it went through the window.
Yeah, the kids were in the backyard throwing tennis balls against the brick house.
Uh-huh.
Well, this one missed the brick and hit the window.
The problem is we can cover the claim for the window.
Uh-huh.
But as it turns out, I guess there was some kind of antique vase inside that was broken.
Do what? I've never heard of that.
Did your neighbor tell you about this?
No.
And they placed the value on that at approximately $1,300, which I just wanted to inform you will not be able to cover.
Well, that's the first I've heard of that, so I will have to call them and discuss that with them. That's ridiculous.
And they plan to collect the money from you, which I instructed them to. What was he out there throwing at their window for, anyway?
Both my child and their child were outside throwing a tennis ball against the brick wall, the brick house.
Mm-hmm.
The tennis ball hit the window. It didn't hit the brick.
And where were you at the time?
I was in my house.
So they were out there unsupervised, just throwing things at a window?
You know, I resent this phone call.
Maybe we shouldn't even be covering this at all if we understand, now that I'm learning the circumstances.
The circumstances is it was an accident. My liability insurance covers this. I was told this by my agent.
Well, an accident that seems to me as the direct result of negligence.
No, it's not a direct result of anything. The two boys, her boy and my boy, were in the backyard throwing balls around.
And you were probably inside sleeping again.
You know, I really resent that.
Can I give you a little advice?
No, you cannot.
Well, let's call her friend who actually works at the insurance agent's office. This was all their idea. Very cruel.
Oh, no.
She hung up on us. What if you call her now? We'll conference you. We'll dial her up.
Okay.
And she answers, and you say that you've been talking with, you know, the central office, and they're having a problem processing the claim.
Okay.
That's a good plan.
I like it.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, have you heard from our district office on your claim?
I just heard from a gentleman named John.
What did he say?
I'm going to sue his ass.
What's wrong?
And they said that there's an antique vase that was knocked off the windowsill and that was valued at $1,300.
Right.
Now, this man calls me this morning. My God, I can't believe what he said to me.
What?
I mean, I'm like, he's asking me. It sounds like this was on purpose. I'm like, excuse me. Well, where were you? I said, well, I was in my house. This sounds like negligence. Maybe you were sleeping. I'm like,
were
oh my
you?
God. Yes.
You were sleeping?
Huh?
You were sleeping? Is that what you were doing?
No.
Oh.
Right now I'm sleeping.
Well, you should have been watching them.
Who is this?
Tell her.
You have a birthday, and you said I wouldn't find out when it was.
Oh, my God. God, Terry, I'm going to kill you.
So, happy birthday.
I am going to kill you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's just, it's Dina Raj.
And oh, my God, you guys had me going big time.
I was hoping you'd get pissed.
Oh, I was really pissed.